ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. భాగవతం క్యాంటో 8 చాప్టర్ 2 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 9. తస్య ద్రోణ్యాం భగవతో వరుణస్య మహాత్మనః ఉద్యానమృతమన్నామ ఆక్రీడం సురయోషితాం. సో దేర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ వర్సెస్ వై టు ఫినిష్ ఫ్రమ్ టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 9 to 19. సో ఐ విల్ జస్ట్ రీడ్ అండ్ రీడ్ ద ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ఆల్సో. సో టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 10. సర్వతోలంకృత దివ్యై నిత్యపుష్ప ఫలద్రుమై మందారై పారిజాతైశ్చ పాటలాశోక చంపకై చూతై పియాలై పనసైరా ఆమ్రై మ్రాతకైరపి క్రమునై నారికేలైశ్చ ఖర్జూరై బీజపూరకై మధుకై శాలతాలైశ్చ తలాలై రసనార్జునై అరిష్టోడుంబరప్లైక్ష్యవర్టై కించుక చందనై పీచుమర్దై కోవిదారై సరళై సురదారుభిః ద్రాక్షైక్షురంభాజం జంభూభీర్దర్య క్షామయా మాలయై. సో ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. ఇన్ అ వ్యాలీ ఆఫ్ త్రికుట మౌంటన్ దేర్ వాజ్ అ గార్డెన్ కాల్డ్ రితుమత్. దిస్ గార్డెన్ బిలాంగ్ టు ది great devotee Varuna and was a sporting place for the damsels of demigods. Flowers and fruits grew there in all seasons. Among them were the mandaras, parijatas, patalas, ashokas, champakas, chutas, pialas, panasas, mangoes, amratakas, kramukas, coconut trees, date trees and pomegranates. There were madukas, palm trees, tamalas, asanas, arjunas, aristas, audumbaras, palakshas, banyan trees, kimshukas and sandalwood trees. There were also picumaridas, kovidaras, saralas, suradarus, grapes, sugarcane, bananas, జంబు, బదరీజ్, అక్షాస్, అభ్యాస్ అండ్ అమాలకీస్. విల్ కంటిన్యూ విత్ టెక్స్ట్ 14 to 19. బిల్వై కపిత్తైర్ జంభీరావృతో భల్లాతకాదిభి తస్మిన్ సరః సువిపులం లసత్కాంచన పంకజం కుముదోత్పల కంగ్రాశత పత్రశ్రీయోర్జితం మత్త షట్పదర్ నిర్ఘుష్టం శంకుతైశ్చ కలఖనై హంసకారండ వాకీర్ణం చక్రాయిణై సారసైరపి జలకుక్కుటకోయష్టీ దాత్యు హకూల కూజితం మత్స్య కచ్చప సంచార చల పంజర రజపయ కదంబవేతసన నలీ నలనీ పవంజులకైర్వృతం కుందై కుందై కురూపకాశోకై శిరీషై కూటజైంగుదై కుబ్జకై స్వర్ణయూతిభిర్ నాగపున్నాగజాతిభిః మల్లికాశతపత్రైశ్చ మాధవీజాలకాదిభిః శోభితం తీరజైశ్చాన్నైర్ నిత్యతూభిరలం ద్రుమై. సో ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. ఇన్ దాట్ గార్డెన్ దేర్ వాజ్ అ వెరీ లార్జ్ లేక్ filled with shining golden lotus flowers, and the flowers known as Kumuda, Kalhara, Utpala and Shatapatra, which added excellent beauty to the mountain. There were also Bilva, Kapitta, Jambira and Bhallaka trees. Intoxicated bumblebees drank honey and hummed with the chirping of the birds, whose songs were very melodious. The lake was crowded with swans, కారండవస్, చక్రవాకాస్, క్రేన్స్ అండ్ ఫ్లాక్స్ ఆఫ్ వాటర్ చికెన్స్, దాత్యుహాస్, కోయస్ coyotes and other murmuring birds. Because of the agitating movements of the fish and tortoises, the water was decorated with pollen that had fallen from the lotus flowers. The lake was surrounded by kadamba flowers, vetasa flowers, nalasa, nipas, vanjulakas, kundas, kurubakas, ashokas, shirishas, kutasas, ingudas, kubjakas, swarnayuthis, nagas, punnagas, jatis, mallikas, shatapatras, jalakas, and madhavi latas. The banks were also abundantly adorned with varieties of trees that yielded flowers and fruits in all seasons. Thus, the entire mountain stood gloriously decorated. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Judging from the exhaustive description of the lakes and rivers on the Trikuta mountain on earth, there is no comparison to their super excellence. On other planets, however, there are many such wonders. For instance, we understand that there are 2 million different types of trees, and not all of them are exhibited on earth. Srimad Bhagavatam presents the total knowledge of the affairs of the universe. It not only describes this universe, but also takes into account the spiritual world beyond the universe. No one can challenge the Srimad Bhagavatam's descriptions of the material and spiritual worlds. The attempts to go from the earth to the moon have failed, but the people of earth can understand what exists on other planets. There is no need of imagination. One may take the actual knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam and be satisfied. So first of all, I seek blessings from all the devotees so that I can speak something. I don't have that much intelligence. I have a very teeny brain to explain all these things. As these verses from 9 to 19, they are explaining, they are describing about the various different types of plants. So actually, better you need some professor from botany to speak about this one rather than speaking me here. But thanks to Srila Prabhupada, he has given a nice purport here. And in this purport, he is basically telling about the description of the higher planets, and he is telling what is the significance. So today we will see about these higher planets only. Basically three things: why, how, and where regarding these higher planets. So Prabhupada explains in many of his purports that the living entity, he is hankering for some ananda or happiness. So that is the reason, that is the answer to the first question, that is why that we wanted to go to this higher planets, that we need some happiness. And living entity is also explained in the some of the scriptures. He is anandamayo bhyasat, that his constitutional position is satchit and ananda. This ananda feature is there. But when he comes to this material world, so this anandamayo bhyasat, it become anandamayo abhyasat. That means abhyasa. That means you have to practice this ananda. He is not getting the ananda here. So he is practicing here, he is going here and there, and he is trying to get some happiness. That is his constitutional position, but he is not getting that. So, for example, you can see in this material world also. Suppose there is some beggar on the road, and he don't have any roti, kapada or makan. But still, he has some happiness. But when he sees some people who are staying in some house, so he thinks that there is a better happiness. So suppose he thinks that he wanted to go to some slum area. At least he will have some shelter over there. But if you ask the people who are living in the slum areas, so they will tell that at least they should move to some chawl so that they can have some nice home with the sanitation availability also. But if you ask those people, then they will tell that they wanted some 1 BHK flat. And if you ask them, then they want some 2 BHK flats. So this happiness is gradation. It will go on increasing. And if you ask some people who are living in the villages, then they will tell that they wanted to move to some nagar or some town. And if you ask some people who are living in town or the nagar, they will tell that they wanted to go to Mahanagar. They are also not satisfied. They wanted a greater happiness. And if you ask some people who are in Mahanagar, like Bombay, the metropolis, they wanted to go to some different countries, that like USA or some other places. So this hierarchy or this gradation of happiness you can see in this material world. And if you see in the higher planets also, there is also the hierarchy of this happiness. But how to understand this? It can be understood only through the pages of the Vedic scriptures. So we can see how the gradation of this happiness is explained in the pages of the Vedic scriptures. So there is the Taittiriya Upanishad. And in Taittiriya Upanishad 2.8.2, this verse explains regarding the different higher planets and the different gradation of happiness which are experienced and the characters of these different happinesses. The first one, it starts with the earthly happiness that is called as Manushyananda. So this is a happiness experience on the earthly planet. What are the characteristics of this person who is experiencing this Manushyananda? That is, he has got the youthful body, he is moral in his character, and he read all the Vedas, and he is very active in his specified karmas, doing all the regulative principles and all the karmas. And he has a strongly built body and physical strength. And whole world obeys him. And he enjoys many pleasures of this world. So this is the first one that is called as Manushyananda. The second one it explains, which is called as Manushya Gandharvananda, which is 100 times greater than this Manushya Gandharvananda. How they calculate, I don't know, but this is the verse it is explaining. So what are the characteristics of this Manushya Gandharva? He is a man, he is by birth he is a Kshatriya, and by some specific karmas he attained this Gandharva Loka. And he is a sort of demigod and in the heavenly planets. And he is a heavenly musician like all the Gandharvas. And he enjoyed all the Gandharvas' happiness. So this is called as Manushya Gandharvananda. Now the third one is Deva Gandharvananda, which is again 100 times more than this Manushya Gandharvananda. Here the man, he is a Brahmana and he is well read in all the Vedas. And he is very conversant with the truth. And by birth, he is a Gandharva. And he attains the post of the Deva Gandharva and he enjoys the happiness. Now the fourth one is, which is again 100 times greater than this Deva Gandharvananda, it is called as Chiralokananda of the Pitris. This is the planet where the Pitris, they live. And what are the characteristics of this person who is enjoying? He is a Brahmana. He is given up all the mundane desires and he is established in the spiritual practice and he enjoys this, what is called as Pitrulokananda. Now the fifth one is called as Ajanaja Deva Lokananda, which is again 100 times greater than this Chiralokananda, which is experienced by these Pitris. These Ajanaja people, they are the residents of some of the planets, higher planets called as Ajanaja, and they are demigods. And whatever the happiness it is experienced in those planets is called as Ajanaja Deva Lokananda. Now the sixth one is Karma Devananda, which is again 100 times greater than this Ajanaja Deva Lokananda. Here this person is a Brahmana who is attained the heaven by this Agnihotra sacrifices. He does the sacrifices and by the fruits of that sacrifice he attained this happiness. And these people are generally called as Karma Devas. And the next one is seventh one. This is called as Devananda, which is again 100 times greater than Karma Devananda. And this Devananda is experienced by 33 Devas. Who are they? There are 8 Vasus, 11 Rudras and 12 Adityas, which also includes the Prajapati and Indra. The next 8th one is Indrananda, which is again 100 times greater than Devananda. This is the pleasure experienced by the king of the heaven, that is Indra. The next 9th one is Brihaspati Ananda, which is experienced by the spiritual master of Indra. And it is also again 100 times greater than this Indrananda. And the 10th one is Prajapati Ananda, which is again 100 times greater than this Brihaspati Ananda. These are the progenitors. So these are the 10 types of Anandas which can be experienced according to this Upanishad. And these are in the material world. The next, it explains about the spiritual Ananda, that is the first one, 11th one, which is again 100 times greater than this Prajapati Ananda. This is the bliss of Brahman. But actually, sometimes we see that what is the bliss of the Brahman means or the bliss experience in the Brahma Jyoti, we think it is like some filth in the garbage. But if you calculate according to this Upanishad, it comes to be 10 raised to 20 times what is the Manushananda is. That means 1 in front of 20 zero, 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 zero. So that is the extent of this Brahmananda. So in the Upanishad, in the concluding session, they tells that the common man cannot understand. It is very impossible for him to understand what is the depth and the limits of this Brahmananda. Therefore, the human, he can only attain or he can go for other different anandas which are the lower than this Brahmananda. But who gets this Brahmananda? Only the Brahmadhyanis, they can attain this Brahmananda. But how can they get? There are two ways. One method is they can directly go by their practice to the Brahmananda. Or the second method is they can gradually go from one ananda to other ananda. They can come till this Prajapati ananda. When there is a pralaya time, so that time this person can enter into the Brahman. So this is regarding the hierarchy of the anandas, which is explained in this Upanishad. But our acharyas go further beyond, because we have to go further beyond this Brahman. So they tell about the spiritual happiness available in the spiritual worlds. So basically there are two anandas. One is the Aishwarya Ananda, which is of the Vaikuntha Lokas, and the ultimate one is Prema Rasa Ananda, that is experienced in the Goloka. So this extent of these spiritual worlds happiness is very unlimited. You cannot calculate them. So this is regarding the gradation. So this is the answer why one wanted to go to this higher planetary system, so that so much ananda, different anandas are available. Now the next question is, how to go there? We wanted that happiness, then how to go there? So we have only two methods. One is you can go for the method of this material science, or other is you can go according to the scriptures. As we know that according to this material science, the scientists, they tell, what is our basic experience is we have got this gross body. And if you want to go to Delhi, what is the usual method? That you carry this gross body, you need some gross vehicle. So you can put your gross body into the gross vehicle and you can reach your destination. But this is not possible if you wanted to go to this higher planetary systems. It is very difficult. And it is explained that these scientists, they have only idea about the velocity of air and light. That means all these gross things. Not to the very subtle things like velocity of the mind or the velocity of the intelligence. But our scriptures tells about it. Like Brahma Samhita tells about Pantastu Koti Shatavatsara Sampragamyo, that you can travel at the speed of mind or anything like that. And other problem is the atmosphere in those higher planetary systems is very different. You cannot go in the self-same body there until and unless you have got some mystic perfections. Like even if you want to go to some cold countries, you cannot go like this. Even if you want to go to yatra, sometimes people ask, "Udhar thandi hai kya?" And they have to wear all the things, the different dresses they require. So similarly, if you want to go to the higher planetary systems, you have to change your this gross body. But there is no need to change your subtle body if you want to go to this higher planetary systems. But if you want to go to the spiritual world, then you have to change both bodies. You have to change your material body, your gross body, and you have to change your subtle body also, because you need a spiritual body. Only in your spiritual body you can enter into the spiritual planets, because the atmosphere is very different over there. And again in Brahma Samhita, it is explained about that there are so many different planetary systems are there, and there are so many different organisms which are living over there. Only scriptures can explain us regarding all these things. In Brahma Samhita, it is explained that these are called as Vibhuti Bhinnam. These all the organisms or they are living in the different planetary systems. So this Vibhuti is the spiritual power. Vibhuti is explained as the spiritual power, and Bhinnam is the variegatedness. But scientists, they don't have any understanding of all these things. But only the scriptures can tell us. And sometimes some of the scientists, they agree that there are so many infinite planetary systems and there are so many different living entities are also living over there, but they don't know how to go over there. According to them, some calculation, they tell that if you want to reach Brahmaloka by the Sputnik, the material space vehicle, then you need some 40,000 years to go. But even if you are traveling in that Sputnik for 40,000 years, you don't have that lifespan. Only your dead body can go over there. Then what is the use? Then what is the purpose? The purpose is you wanted to go and enjoy over there, and you cannot enjoy anything. Only your dead body can reach over there. So that is the limitation. So scientists may be rendering by doing their so much space research that regarding this management of the different cosmos, that how they are administered, how they are shaped, and who are the presiding over there. But they cannot understand all these things. Why? Bhagavad Gita explains this. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita, Mogasha Moga Karmano Moga Jnana Vichetasa. That means whatever their desire there, they are only dreams. They cannot achieve whatever they wanted. And regarding their knowledge, they are totally bewildered by the influence of this material world, and also they are devoid of the knowledge of the spiritual world. So they cannot do anything. Then what is the solution? Then the only solution is the scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam, which explains thoroughly about all these things nicely. As per Prabhupada also in this purport, he is explaining that if you want to know everything about this higher planetary systems, the only thing is you have to take knowledge from Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures. So now we will see how this our Vedic way, it explains about how we can reach these different planets. Prabhupada explains in Easy Journey to Other Planets that how you can go to these different planets. In Bhagavad Gita also it is explained that when you, the person who is a mystic perfection, he is practicing his path. So when he quits his body, he can control all the time and the conditions, and he can go over there. And Prabhupada explains in Easy Journey to Other Planets that there are so many different deities who can help this soul to traverse in the different planets. But when you tell this to the scientists or some other people, they laugh at this idea, that they cannot understand that how there must be some deity or some personality who is controlling all these planets and all these things. But only these perfect yogis, they know how to satisfy all these people, all these administrators. And they take their goodwill and then they carry on their journey and they reach their destination. It is something like if you want to go from one nation to other nations, so there are different nations in between. So you have to go to each nation and you have to take a stamp or you have to take the visa and you have to take their goodwill. And then only they will allow you to pass through their country. And again you have to go to some other country. Again the same process. So by one country and other country, then ultimately you will reach your destination. The same thing is also is explained here in this scripture also. In Bhagavad Gita, there are two ways are explained how you can, how the soul can travel to these different higher planets. So there are two verses. One explains that when this person goes, he never comes back. And the other shloka explains when he goes, he comes back. In the chapter 8.24, it is explained the non-return way. The shloka is Agni Jyoti Aha Shukla Shanmasa Uttarayanam Tatra Prayata Gachanti Brahma Brahma Vidojana. That in this particular shloka, it is explained that there are so many deities as explained here in this verse. And Baladeva Vidyabhushan explains in his Gita Bhushan how this process is going to help. And he explains that when a person worships this Brahman, so when he dies or when he leaves his soul, so whether his sons or his disciples, whether they do the cremation, that this antim samskar to the body or not, the soul will start moving to his different destinations. And he explains that there are total 12 deities which are involved in the journey of this soul. The first one is it will go to the Jyoti, the deity of Jyoti, that is the light. And next it will go to the deity of Aha, that is deity of day. The third one is the waxing fortnight DT, that is Shukla Paksha. Then the fourth one is the 6 months, that is the Masa. Then fifth is the year, that is the Samvatsara DT. Sixth is the air, that is the Vayu. Seventh is Sun, that is the Surya. Eighth is Moon, that is Chandra. Then next, ninth is the lightning, that is Vidyut. Then tenth is water, Jala. And 11th is the Indra. And the 12th is the Brahman. And by this, going to the different deities, they will pass. They take their goodwill and ultimately they reach their ultimate destination and they never return back. And in the next verse, that is 8.25, Bhagavad Gita explains, Dhumo Ratri Stata Krishna Shanmasa Dakshinayanam Tatra Chandramasam Jyotir Yogi Prapya Nivartate. This is the path of the return. Again, Baldev Vidyabhushan explains from this Chandogya Upanishad that how this is working place. According to Chandogya Upanishad, there are some karma, kamya karmis. They are very expert in the fruity activities and the sacrifices. And also it is explained that there are some householders who does these sacrifices and the social work and some of the charity work. So these people will accumulate some punya, and because of that they will reach this Chandramasa, that is the moon planet. And in this journey there are 8 deities which are involved. The first one is Dhuma, that is the deity of smoke. Second is the Ratri, deity of night. Third is the deity of Krishna Paksha, that is the waning fortnight. And fourth one is the Dakshinayana. And fifth is again the Samvatsara deity. Sixth is the Pitruloka. Seventh is the Ether. And seventh is the Ether, and eighth is the Moon, that is the Chandraloka. And when they go over there, they enjoy for 10,000 years this enjoyment over there. But again, it is explained in Bhagavad Gita that Tetam Bhuktva Swarga Lokam Vishalam Kshine Punne Marte Lokam Vishanti. When their punya is exhausted, again they will come back. So these are the two processes explained, how you can go to this higher planetary systems according to our scriptures. There is again another way you can get this, how you can go to the higher planetary systems. This is by acquiring some of the mystic perfections. So there are so many mystic perfections. There are some which can help you to go, or you can have some connection with these higher planetary systems. The first one is Prapti Siddhi. By touching the moon rays, you can just travel on the moon rays and you can reach this moon planet. So this is one of the mystic perfection. And the second is Ishita. Ishita, by this you can create and destroy your own planet. Like the example of Vishwamitra, when Trishanku approached him, so by the help of this Ishita, he made this Trishanku Swarga, he created. Now the third one is Doordarshan. You can see the distant things by sitting at one place. As the Sanjay was seeing the Kurukshetra war, so you can see what is happening in the different higher planetary systems by this mystic perfection. And the fourth one is Manojava, that you can travel by the speed of the mind, like Hanumanji, how he travels. The fifth is the Swachanda Mrityu, that you can control the condition at the time of death, as I explained by these two verses. And the sixth is Deva Krida Darshan. By this you can see what is happening in all the heavenly planets. So these are some of the mystic perfections. Because of that, you can also have access, or you can go to this higher planetary systems. And in Srimad Bhagavatam also, there are many personalities who did this interspace traveling, like Narad Muni. There are so many instances he goes to the different higher planetary systems so that he can preach. And sometimes we can see that there may be some underworld kings or some smugglers, and suppose he is in India and Indian government wanted to catch him. But because of his influence or power, he can go to some different nations for the protection. But nobody can protect him. The ultimate protection is that he has to come back and he has to surrender to the Indian government only, where he has made all the offenses. So similar type of incident takes place in the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the story of Durvasa Muni and Amrish Maharaj. So Durvasa also traveled. And Sudarshan Chakra was just behind him. He went to all the planetary systems and again he came to the person who is offended and he took shelter of the lotus feet of Amrish Maharaj. And recently I heard from somebody that there was some film star and he went to US and at the immigration desk and they stopped him because his name has some letters K-H-A-N. And according to their system, there are some names, if they come, then they start asking so many questions. So because of that, he held there for 45 minutes. And because of that, some agitation is also took place in India. So similar type of incident happens in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. When the four Kumaras, they went at the gates of the Vaikuntha. Because they are looking like a small child. But these people, they are seeing only their external nature. They could not understand what is the depth of their personalities. So they offended. So these are some examples where this interspace traveling also is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. And Jiva Goswami explains in one of his commentaries that if you want to visit a king's palace, then you have to take goodwill of some of the personality over there who is the authority, and then you can go and you can see the palace. But suppose if the king himself, if he wanted to show you all his palaces, then you can have the extra darshan of his inner courts also. So similar type of experience is also explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. So in the ocean, there was an island whose name was Dwaravati, that is Dwarka. And there lived a Brahmana and his wife. This is the story explained in the 10th canto. And this Brahmana's wife, she becomes pregnant. And when she delivered the first child, when the child touches the ground, it immediately died. So that time this Brahmana, he becomes very agitated. Because during those time, it was that the son is never used to die before their parents. But it was unnatural. So because of that, he took that dead body of his son and he went to the palace of Ugrasena. And he started blaspheming Ugrasena. He is telling that, I don't have any fault because you are the king, you are responsible for everything. So this is your fault. And he told that you are Brahma Dvisha, that you are the envious of the Brahmanas. And Shatdhi, that is you are falsely intelligent. And you are Lubdha, that is you are greedy and you are self-interested. And Vishayatmana, that you are attached to the sense pleasures, and you are Kshatrabandhu. And he told that though you are in a royal post, but you are not worth of it. So when he was shouting like that, nobody responded to him. So ultimately he went back, and again the second time when he got the child, again the same story happens. Again he went, again he shouted. So it happens so many times. And when the ninth time he took the dead body and went to the palace, so that time Arjuna was there and he heard this Brahmana shouting. So he came outside and he started talking with this Brahmana. He was very inquisitive and he asked, why are you shouting like this? There are so many warriors here. Why are you telling that nobody is going to help you? So that time this Brahmana told that, I tried so many times, but nobody helped me. So that time he told that, don't worry, I will help you and I will promise you. So that time this Brahmana told that there are so many big warriors like Vasudev, Aniruddha, Sankarshan, Pradyum, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself and his brother Balram. Nobody is able to protect my child. Then how can you are going to protect my child? So that time it hurt the ego of Arjuna. He started boasting. I am not Vasudev, I am not Pradyumna, I am not Aniruddha, I am Arjuna, I am the wielder of this Gandiva, and I will promise you that I am going to protect your child. So somehow this person is pacified, this Brahmana, and he went back. And when it is the time of the delivery of the 10th child, so that time Arjuna has been called, and he came to this Brahmana's house, and he invoked so many weapons which are given by Shiva. Because he could not tell that person or he could not consult Krishna because this Brahmana had no faith in the Krishna. So because of that, Arjuna has to take shelter of Lord Shiva. And he make a protective cage of all the weapons. And he was himself was guarding. So when the delivery was took place, again the 10th child, it was delivered, and again it was disappeared from that. So that time this Brahmana becomes again agitated, and he just started blaspheming Arjuna. And he was telling that, I am such a fool that I could not understand. And I put faith in this Arjuna, and he is a big liar. And that time Arjuna told that, you don't worry, I will go and I will search over all this universe. Then because Arjuna is by the mercy of Lord Krishna, he also got some mystic powers. So he can also travel in the different planets. So as we know, there are 8 directions. So Arjuna started going in different directions. But out of 8 directions, he only went to only 7 directions. First, he went to this south direction, where Yamaloka is there. Then he went to north direction, where the moon planet is there. Then he went to northwest direction, that is the Vayavya, where air is residing. Then fourth, he went to southeast, that is Agneya, where the fire is there. Then he next went to the fifth, that is Nairutya, that is southwest. And sixth, he went to Indralok. Then seventh, he went to the western side, that is Varunaloka. He went to the 7 directions, but he doesn't went to this northeast, because that is the place of Shiva, and he is the worshipper of Shiva, and he has a full faith in Lord Shiva that he is not going to do such an activity. But he could not find in all these 8 directions. Then he went to the Rasatala Loka, and then even up to the Brahma Loka he wandered, but he could not get the sons of the Brahmanas. And ultimately when he failed, so that time he decided that he has to enter the fire, and he was ready. So that time Krishna came, and he just stopped Arjuna. And Krishna called his chariot, the transcendental chariot, and both boarded on the chariot, and they just started moving towards the higher planetary systems. It is explained that they cross all the Sapta Dvipas and the Sapta Sagaras, and they cross this Loka-Loka boundary. And then they came to the covering of this material universe, which is totally dark. So when it comes, so that time it is explained that this Krishna's 4 horses, that is Shaibya, Sugriva, Megapushpa and Balahak, they started, they lost their way because of the darkness. But one may ask that these are the transcendental horses. How can they miss? They can miss their way, because Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains that here Krishna is also acting like a human being. So similarly, his horses also acting like a human being. And also Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains humorously that when this story will be explained in future, so it will increase the excitement of the Shrotagan. So because of that, all these things are happening. And then Krishna took his Sudarshan Chakra, and the darkness was dissipated, and then they continued their journey. And then they come to the place of this Brahma Jyoti. Actually, this Brahma Jyoti is a very spiritual thing. One cannot see by his material eyes. But because of Krishna's mercy, Arjuna can see the great effulgence. And in Harivamsa, it is explained that Krishna is explaining to Arjuna that Aham Saha. That means this Brahma Jyoti is nothing but my bodily radiation. And next they enter into this causal ocean, that is Karana Sagar, which is also called as Viraja. And there Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains from Sridhar Swami's commentary, wherein Sridhar Swami explained from this Mrityunjaya Tantra, he is explaining about the different abodes. He explains that above the universe, above the topmost loka is Brahma Loka. And above the Brahma Loka, there is abode of the expansion of the Vishnus. This is also in the earthly planet. There is one Devata whose name was Vikuntha, and his sons reside over there. So it is also called as Vaikuntha. And the next is the abodes of the Rudras, the expansion of the Shivas. And above that, there is the abode of Mahavishnu within this Mahatattva. And then is the residence of Mahadevi in the unmanifest Prakruti. And then comes the abode of time, which fears all the living entities. And next is the spiritual ocean, that is the nectar of Brahman. And on the shore of this, there is Karana ocean is there, and where this Mahavishnu resides. So next, this Krishna and Arjuna, they enter this Karana ocean, where they saw there are thousands of pillars bedecked with the different gems, and it is very resplendent. And Arjuna also sees this Anantashesha, a huge serpent with many hoods and with different gems on each hood. And on that, Mahavishnu is lying. And the description of Mahavishnu is also given over there. And Krishna offered his obeisances to Mahavishnu, and then Arjuna also offered his obeisances. And that time Mahavishnu told that actually he took all these the children, the kids of Brahmana, so that he can have the darshan of Lord Krishna. And he gave all the kids of this Brahmana to Krishna and Arjuna, and they took and they came back. So these are some of the instances explained in Srimad Bhagavatam regarding this interspace traveling. Now we will come to the last section, that is the last question, that is the where. That is, we have to see what is the really the desire of the devotee. There are so many planetary systems. What is the desire of the devotee? In which planet he wanted to go? So I want to quote four references from Srimad Bhagavatam. It explains regarding the desire of the devotees. The first one is from 6th canto, 11th chapter, 25th verse. This is Rudrasura telling to the Lord. The verse is, Na naka prushtam, na chaparameshtam, na sarvabhaumam, na rasadipatyam, na yoga siddhir punar bhavamva, samanjasatva virahaya kangshe. That Rudrasura is telling to the Lord that he don't want the naka prushtam, that is the ceiling of the sky above this Dhruva loka. Na parameshtam, that is, the parameshti is the Brahma, that is the Brahma loka. Na sarvabhaumam, that is the ruler of the earth like Prithu Maharaj. Then na rasadipatyam, that is the ruler of the post of the lower planetary systems up to the rasatala loka. And na yoga siddhir, that is no any mystic perfections. And a punar bhavamva, not even the liberation from the bhavasagar, but he only wanted the service at the lotus feet of Lord. Now the second reference is from the 10th canto, that is 10.16.37, where the Nagapatnis are explaining to the Supreme Personality of Godhead their desire. This is again the similar verse. Na naka prushtam, na cha sarvabhaumam, na parameshtam, na rasadipatyam, na yoga siddhir, na punar bhavam va, vanchanti yat pada raja prapanna. They are also not required all those things. And what is their desire? Their desire is only the dust of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now the third reference is again from 10th canto, you see 10.83.41, where the Krishna's queens, other than the main eight queens of Dwarka, they are explaining to Draupadi. The verse is, Na vayam swadvir samrajyam, swarajyam bhaujyam apyuta, vairajyam parameshtyam cha, anantyam va harer padam. Kamayama yetaraya, Srimad pada raja shriyah, kuchakunkuma gandadhyam, Murdna Vodhum Gadabrutaha. They are also explaining, Na Samrajyam, that is, they don't want the domination over the earth. Na Swarajyam, that is the post of Indra. Na Bhujyam, that is the enjoyments of the different planetary systems. Na Vairajyam, that is the rule others by acquiring this different mystic perfections. Then Na Parameshtam, that is the post of Brahma. Na Anantyam, that is the bliss of Brahman. And na harer padam, this harer padam is the samipya mukti. There are five types of mukti. They don't want this samipya mukti. And what they want only the kumkum at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And these are the three references from Srimad Bhagavatam where the devotee is explaining about his desire. And I will quote the fourth one where the Krishna is explaining what will be the desire or what is the desire of the devotee. This is from 11th canto, 14.14, where Krishna is explaining to Uddhava, Na parameshtam, na mahendra dishnam, na sarvabhaumam, na rasadipatyam, na yoga siddhir punar bhavam va, mayyarpita lochati madhi nanyat. That is, the devotee don't want the post of Indra, Brahma, or the lord of all the planets, or the ashta siddhis, or even the liberation. Why? Because his consciousness is always at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the desire. So we may be given the chance that we may have some easy journey to other higher planetary systems. But we don't want this journey. We want only one journey, that is journey home. Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.